In coming years, rising seas and sinking land will force many to move away from the coast. Some communities are already doing so. New research from the Center for Progressive Reform, a Washington-based nonprofit, looks at how 17 communities from Alaska to South Dakota are pulling it off. WWNO's Tegan Wendland talked with study author, Loyola University law professor Rob Virchik.
You looked to Native American communities as models of how to successfully relocate. Is that because existing treaties and laws work to their advantage?
Yes, that's right. Some of them are based on treaty. Some of them are based in federal law. There is a recognized under the Constitution a federal Indian trust responsibility that the federal government owes federally recognized tribes. That helps tribes that we looked at in states like Alaska and in Washington state. The Biloxi, Chittimacha, Choctaw in Louisiana, it doesn't help because they are not recognized under federal law as being an Indian tribe.
So the biggest problem seems to be where to move to and how to pay for it. So what are some of the groups that have successfully relocated so far, and how did they pull it off?
Well, you're right. It's a tough situation. Now, the communities that we looked at are mainly smaller, so finding land that was unoccupied was a relatively easy thing. Acquiring it was sometimes difficult.
And are we talking about land that's just 40 miles north or something nearby?
Usually it's something nearby, a little more inland. It's important that it not be too far away because a lot of these groups rely on fishing or hunting or other things that are associated with the land that they already live on. And so identifying the land and then acquiring it can be difficult. What we found is that federally recognized Indian tribes have certain special processes available to them that allow them through federal law to acquire land if they can find the funding for it, and then to put that land in a federal trust so that it can be managed in a way that allows the new community to live there and to do many of the same things that they used to do there in terms of hunting and fishing and cultural practices and so on.
And what were some of the challenges that these communities faced in trying to relocate that, you know, might be shared challenges with other people here in coastal Louisiana?
One of the issues is deciding whether to leave or whether to stay. And in many of these situations, as you might imagine, there are people who disagree with that, and there may be people who stay and choose not to move with the rest of the community. So process is extremely important, and self-determination is extremely important, not just in Native American communities, but in any American community in the United States that might have to look toward relocation.
In your report, you call relocation opportunities presented by the federal government inadequate. Funding streams and help for local communities are lacking. What are some solutions here?
Think about it. If there were a foreign power that were stealing land and destroying towns and villages in coastal United States, we would have an orchestrated federal plan to address that. Right now, all we have is a scattershot approach. Different agencies have grants available for things called resilience or sometimes coastal restoration, but they're usually very small. They're scattered around. They're not enough for everybody who needs them. And you're really sort of at the mercy of a bureaucratic system to be able to figure out where you might be able to get a little bit of funds to restore an estuary or to move a couple of homes or something like that. What we need is something much stronger and much more organized, a sort of one-stop shop where communities that are fearful of their futures living on the coast or elsewhere, could receive good technical assistance, could receive advice on how to proceed, and most importantly, find sources of revenue to allow them to acquire new land and relocate.
And in your assessment, how likely is that under the Trump administration?
Oh, I think it's extremely unlikely. The Obama administration had started down this road a little bit. But I think it's safe to say that in the Trump administration, there's no interest in learning about how to prepare for climate hazards and sinking shorelines and sea level rise and all the rest. And we're going to be paying for that a lot in the future.
That was WWNO's Tegan Wendland speaking with Loyola Law Professor Rob Virchik. Support for the Coastal Desk comes from the Walton Family Foundation, the Koipu Foundation, the Greater New Orleans Foundation, and local listeners.